Boring Corner.
Wait a minute. It's been so long, I forgot my lines. It's Good Girls Don't.
Good Girls Don't. So, I mean, so yeah. So, welcome back. So, obviously, it's been...
Two months and a half.
Okay, I've lost track. I've lost track. And so... I was going to say I'm sorry to everybody.
But then my lovely husband totally mansplained
on
us.
Gave us a little lesson on how not to
apologize
so much.
But he was so sweet and he got chills talking about it because he really wanted us to feel empowered
in our inability to get our shit together enough to record more often. But as he pointed out, we are both very busy people.
Yes.
I mean, I think you're probably even busier than I am. Mom, full-time job.
We're both busy.
Yeah. So
there's no mom-splain in here.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm a mom to three cats. So
yeah,
if that
you're fine.
Yeah.
Well, so we, Bobby and I got a new computer, which is great.
Oh, but that's another reason why this. That's another reason why we haven't recorded sooner.
Because we actually scheduled a date to do it.
Yes, we did.
But it didn't work out.
Dear listeners.
We got a new computer, and then Bobby did an update, and then found out it didn't work with his Pro Tools because insider secret, we use Pro Tools here.
Now you know.
Yeah. So at times I'm going to have to turn around because our old computer is in here.
Okay.
And I have to
actually
physically
maneuver.
We've got
this kind of like, we've got this bank of computer monitors.
It's kind
of
janky.
It's kind of funny is what it is. I feel like I'm in like some, I feel like, what's that 80s movie with.
Better Off Dead.
No, not that one. Although I love that one.
Terminator.
War Games.
Oh, okay. Even better.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So anyway, we've been busy.
Yes.
But a lot's happened, and we can't, this particular show, well, any show we do, we can't keep up because so many things happen within a day's time.
Just assume that all of the political shit that's happened in the last 6 weeks, we are appropriately outraged
and disgusted
and upset, and we've already bitched about it a lot. So we're just going to cut to the present.
Yeah, okay. So my boyfriend, Justin Trudeau, okay?
My boyfriend.
Okay, well, we can share him. Yeah. But anyway, Donald Trump was, he called him a liar and a liar and a traitor or?
A liar. I don't know if he called him a traitor, but he called him a liar. He said that he was, did he say he was weak?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And I'm like, have you seen him?
He's not weak, okay?
No, he's not.
Makes
he's
me fine.
Weak in my knees. Maybe,
yeah. Ooh, good one.
Said that he was betrayed by him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Honestly, you know what it sounds like?
It sounds like
he like didn't get the attention that he wanted from Justin. Aww. And maybe he's all jealous. And maybe he's like, oh, I feel so betrayed. And
with a man like Justin, you got to keep his interest. You know what I mean?
Right. Hey, Donald, that's what I feel you.
And then there's this picture, that great picture of like Donald Trump sitting down with his arms crossed, Angela Merkel like leaning over the table, like almost like a bulldog. Like I was scared of her.
People are like comparing it to like great works of art. Like I've seen like memes where they've put that photo like it's hanging in a museum and people are looking at it because it's like this great Baroque painting, you know, that evokes like mood with the lighting and all this stuff. And it also just makes us realize what a toddler we have.
Well, speaking of, have you seen the ones where they've taken that photo and made it into a meme where it's Donald Trump in a high chair?
No.
Okay. Well, that's the thing.
It was inevitable. But going back to Justin really quickly.
Yeah, sure.
Justin, you don't mind if I call you just Justin, right?
No.
JT.
Go for it.
How do you get into an international tiff with Canada?
You don't.
It's
impossible.
It's Canada. Polite Canada.
Well, let's be fair. How did Canada get that hot of a leader? I mean, sorry. Oh my God, that's the worst thing I've ever said on the show. I'm really sorry.
That you think that's the worst thing you've ever said?
Okay, you got me. My bad.
It's okay to say that. You know, are you saying that it's the worst thing you've ever said because you're doubting Canada's ability to have, or because we're objectifying?
I'm objectifying a leader who's a strong, intelligent man, and I shouldn't be saying that. Okay.
Keep, have another glass of wine.
Yeah, I'm about to.
Well, we're going to objectify Justin Trudeau. Okay.
Actually, I want to talk. So we're talking about Canada, right? Mm-hmm. I want to talk about another place that I don't care about going to.
Whose world leader you objectify?
Well, no, you just came from there.
I know.
I'm a Texas hater. I'm so sorry.
See, and that's it. Okay. Here's the thing. People say that, and I think that it's unfair if you've never been
there. It is. Absolutely.
And I'm Texas native, born there, spent a lot, large part of my childhood there, have family there. And I know that there's, like, very rightfully so, there are stereotypes about Texas that are true to a certain degree. But there's also just, like, a lot of Texas that's not like that. And
I know.
And people who aren't like that, and people who are kind and progressive, and
And I understand that, and it's unfair to label any area like that. However,
you're going to do it. I have a big love for Texas. I mean, I don't think I would ever live there again. But we went back there. Corey and I went 2 weeks ago. We went to go visit my stepdad, who lives in Wichita Falls, which is where I was born. And then we went to Austin for a couple of days, and it was hot and really humid.
Well, the best part about your trip, though, is you found out something kind of weird.
Well, so I didn't actually find it out on this trip, but I heard it again. So I have, like, a weird, like, family background.
We're in this together.
Right. Paul and I share a lot of, like, similarities and sort of, like, the weirdness of our upbringing. And, like, I didn't know my biological mother until I was 26. Between the ages of, like, 18 months and 26, I didn't see her. And my dad remarried, and his wife adopted me, and I consider her to be my mother, but I eventually had a relationship with my adoptive mother. But last year, or the year before last, my stepdad, so my biological mom died in 2015, and my stepdad was, out of the blue, was just like, oh, yeah, you know, your birthday's on Christmas Eve. And I'm like, no, my birthday's on December 23rd.
Like, why can't this asshole remember my birthday?
I'm like, right. And then he said, no, your mother always said it was Christmas Eve. I'm like, and so unfortunately, you know, my mom is dead. I can't ask her. So I was like, well, you know, my stepdad is, you know, maybe he's just not remembering it correctly, right? So we meet on this trip. I met my second cousin, who is actually on my dad's side. It's my dad's cousin. And I met him for the first time. And he brought this, one of those kind of family books where you have a family tree and sort of, like, pictures and, like, history of the family.
I've never seen a family book. What do you, I mean?
I'm making up a name. Oh, it was something that somebody put together. It was something that somebody put together and had, like, these sort of oral histories of the family, including, like, my grandmother or my great aunts. It was really cool. And in the back, it had, not really, it had just, like, everybody was listed. Everybody, like, date of birth. Like, kids, whatever. And so I'm in there, and it lists my birthday as December 24th.
Rachel, this changes everything.
And I'm like, and so here's the other thing, right? So I'm like, well, I'm like, my birth certificate says December 23rd. However, my birth certificate is not my official birth certificate. When my dad remarried and my mom adopted me, they filed and got a new birth certificate that had her listed as my mother on it. And my official birth certificate is sealed by the state of California.
So some clerical error.
I don't know. And so here's the weird thing. I haven't actually asked my adoptive mother yet. Like, because I'm almost a little scared.
Yeah.
Like, I'm almost a little scared that I'm going to be like, so, ha, 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 you know, John says my birthday's on December 24th. And I sort of imagine, like, all these years there's been this cover up for some reason. And I'm like, but why would they cover that up?
They would not.
Right? It's just, I'm paranoid.
Well, okay, so.
So I am in the process, though, of trying to get my official birth certificate unsealed. I have to ask a judge.
How long will it take? Do we have until December? I mean, will we find out by your next birthday?
Here's what I'm hoping. My plan is that I have my birthday on December 23rd, and then on the afternoon of the 23rd, I get a letter from the judge with my new birth certificate, and then I have my birthday on the 24th, so I get two birthdays in a row.
You devil doer. Okay. Yeah, you know. Well, so, you know, when I turned 18, my stepmother, I think I've even talked, have I talked about this on the show before?
Know.
My stepmother made me this birthday card, and she referred to me as Paloma Maria Jordan, and I was like, Allison, my name is, my middle name is Marie, and she's like, no, I looked at your birth certificate. And then I found out that for all these years, my name was Paloma Maria on my birth certificate, but that they couldn't decide last minute before I was born. They put Maria, but then after I was born,
they
decided.
They called you Marie.
Like, they liked Marie.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Future parents of the world, decide on a birth date and stick to it. Decide on a name and stick to it.
I don't think these things happen anymore. That was like the 70s.
Right. That's true. We were both like, yeah, it was a weird time.
I think people check things now.
Yeah.
But the other funny thing. So, you know, I have a father situation. I have a biological father.
Like biological parents.
And a father who raised me.
Yeah.
Bobby and I recently cleaned out our garage and went through all my biological father's things because he's deceased. He would be 102 this August, by the way.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. I don't think I realized he would.
Yeah. He was born in 1916.
Jeez.
So anyway, we went through all his things and he had this painting of himself. It was like on a wood. Well, I guess it was a picture on a wood. You know how they used to do weird things like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's on this piece of wood and we hung it up in the garage and he's wearing his clean Stetson hat because he had his dirty one that he would wear when he was, because he was a cow.
Yeah.
I almost said cow man. Oh my God. He was a cattle rancher.
Oh boy.
Cow man. Okay. So this cow man, he's on the wall and Rosalie went up to the picture yesterday and she goes, "Oh, Mom, is that your illogical father?" And it was really funny. I'm like, well, you're...
Yes, actually.
You're not wrong.
That he, among many things, he is theological.
That was so
I love
cute
that.
And funny to me.
I love that. Oh, my God.
So then I had to say, no, biological father. And she said, well, what does that mean? I was like, ah. I said, you know what? When Dad gets home, we'll talk about how to talk about that.
Yeah.
Because that's too
it's
weird.
A tough conversation to have.
Oh, I didn't even know what I was going to say.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of layers. You and I have had many wine-fueled conversations. Yeah,
as we are now.
Right. So,
but because, you know, Paul Rideout, my dad forever. Like, that's my guy.
Paul Rideout is your dad, and Barbara is my mom, you know, but that doesn't change sort of the complicated feelings that you have. And
ooh, we should have a weird feelings podcast.
Ooh.
Okay. Let's schedule a date.
Okay. A separate, like, a brand new podcast?
Actually, maybe what we should do is just record it and make it like therapy. We'll never release it. It'll just be this like session where we can have on tape all our weird
But then what if somebody finds the tape?
We'll be dead.
Okay. You promise?
I promise.
In a lockbox? Okay.
Oh my God, speaking of dead.
Okay.
Okay, I have this situation in my bathroom. Okay, so I wake up. It's like 5:30 a.m. Well, I took a shower. I go into my bathroom. Oh, this is not sounding right. I'm not explaining my morning routine very well. Anyway, point is, it's 5:30. Out of my bathroom sink, the spider crawls up. I'm like, ah!
Yeah.
Turn on the
comes
water, of course.
Up from the sink?
Up from the drain.
Okay.
So I, you know, turn the faucet on, get him to go down the drain.
You're like, swim away,
yeah,
little
yeah.
guy.
I'm like, oh, that was a close one.
Yeah.
It happens two more times. So then I'm like, Bobby!
The spider is determined.
Yes. And he like, he said he got up so fast he pulled a muscle in his arm.
Aww.
Like,
was it for sure the same spider?
It absolutely was.
You
he
sure?
kept crawling back. Absolutely.
You sure week. You don't have like a Kingdom of the Spiders thing going on here?
I do not.
Do you remember
no, because
that, movie?
That drain had a slow drain.
Oh.
So I know it was the same spider.
He was swimming against the tide.
He was. And I just found this out recently. Spiders can hold their breath.
What?
Yeah.
We are fucked.
I know. So anyway, so then Bobby
wow.
came in and squished him. But then it happened again a couple days later. And I had to squish him again. And oh, he wouldn't. And that was the other thing.
So,
I squished him and he didn't die.
Bow
so
down
to
your new spider overlord.
I know. I'm so scared.
Why didn't you tell me this before I came over?
I don't know
if I would come over.
Well, I just put Drano in there, didn't I?
I
put these spiders
so much. I know
go.
Spiders are good for the environment and all that crap and good for like your plants. But honestly, I'm like a strong, empowered woman until I encounter a spider, and then I'm like a shrieking like baby.
Oh, I scream for my husband.
Oh, same. Like, I'm like, I am like feminist. Hear me roar.
Hear me screech.
Yeah, I am feminist. Hear me screech. I'm like, I am so empowered that I'm going to tell you to do this.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, I'm switching. This is
you're
an abrupt
gears.
I am. I'm about to. Bring it down like bad.
Do I feel like we need like a dramatic cue?
Okay. We need to make our own soundtrack. So the Sacramento music scene lost quite a fellow this week. Mike Stout died, and it's funny because I was about to say he was a good friend of mine, but he wasn't a good friend in the sense that I talked to him all
right.
the time, but he was somebody that when I saw, like, I just loved him.
So that's the thing. It's like I didn't really know him. I mean, I knew who he was and I knew good things about him. And I think that that's one thing. So I don't know if you want to say why he died. Like he had cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it was a reaction to one of the drugs he was taking for cancer.
I think that, you know, for those who are part of any community like this, like a music scene, there's so many people that, you may not be close to, but that you encounter so much, mm-hmm. right? That you see out all the time at shows, and you feel like a community, even if you're not like, even if you're not like really good friends with somebody, but you just exchange pleasantries.
Yep, or, even the doorman, the bartenders.
Right, that you're just friendly, they know you. And so even if you're, it's not somebody that you are necessarily inviting to your house, but it's like they're part of the fabric of like your life, mm-hmm. and they feel like family in that way. And it just, it's tough.
Yeah. Well, and also I met Mike when it was like a difficult time, I'll say. It was before I met Bobby, and things were not great in my life. Mm-hmm. And I would go out and I would see this guy, talk to him. He's so funny. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm getting all choked up, guys. Sorry. Well, what's really funny is I, when I found out about it, I found out on Facebook and I started crying, and I went up into the bathroom to cry because I didn't want to cry in front of Rosalie. Mm-hmm. And then as I was crying, I got a phone call from our friend Dan Reynoso, mm-hmm. and he never calls me. So I was like, well, that's weird. Like, I hope he's okay. Yeah. And then, but he was just calling me because he said as soon as he heard, he wanted to make sure I was okay. Yeah. And it was really sweet.
Oh, this was
so
sweet.
But anyway, it was a rough, rough week. But the thing that's so amazing is seeing how many people felt the same way about him that I did.
And I think that's like this, you know, for lack of a better cliche, like the silver lining in all of it, when you see how many lives, you know, he touched, or how many, like, just like, like I said, it's like, it may not be somebody that you feel like, hey, that's a good friend of mine, but it's a friend, and it's a friendly face, and somebody who did have an impact on your life.
Yeah.
And
well, he gave us our two kitties.
I know, I was just going to say, like, your two kitties, that you adopted them from him, and from what I remember you saying, he was just kind of like this big sweetie, you know, about the kitties and everything, which for me, that's like, automatically, you're a good person if, you know, you're taking care of little kittens.
Yeah,
and I'm... You know, rest in power.
I know. And I think this July 22nd, my cousin's birthday, which I don't know why I'm bringing that into it, but on July 22nd, they are doing something for him at the Blue Lamp, I think. I don't know all the details yet, but anyway, that might good. Actually get me out of my house.
It's like a, you know, a reason to celebrate the life that he had, so.
Well... Hey, you want to talk about something uplifting?
Sure.
Fox News headlines.
Oh, my God. Okay. Are we going to talk about, like, the text exchanges that we've had about this?
I don't have a lot of group texts, and I don't actually... Oh, my God. I'm about to, like, call myself out here. I don't actually exchange texts with my friends very often. I'm not a very good friend. However, you can take it from here.
Well, no, I'm going to let you take it. This is your this is your obsession.
Okay.
Your obsession. You get to talk about it.
I've created this.
I am the recipient of this. Me and a couple of other fine ladies.
Well, so this is the thing. Since I don't text very often, I developed this group of people that I text these things that are not personal things, but that I want this group of people to know about. And what it is about, almost always, it's either about like Justin Trudeau or some attractive man or something like
that. We have had an ongoing thread about I'm not even sure what the thread is about, but Justin Trudeau.
I think it's like hot world leaders or attractive men in politics or something like that.
Yes, it was attractive men in politics, not world leaders, but men in politics. So, okay, anyway.
Well, and so in this exchange, we haven't exchanged for a while, but I did something, but then it was all these Fox News headlines kept coming out about this poop train. And I couldn't help but do it. It was so funny. And so tell us about the poop train.
Well, so the poop train is literally a poop train in, was it like upstate New York?
No, it was Alabama. It came from upstate New York.
So I'm not totally wrong. Came from upstate New York, ended up in Alabama, has a cargo load of poop.
Because apparently people ship their poop around to other sewage systems or something.
And so this train ends up in Alabama and then just sits there.
Yeah, it got like stalled on the tracks for some reason.
And then you know what poop does?
It's gross.
It smells.
It gets grosser.
Your shit stinks.
And well, so it's stuck there for like
you've got
weeks.
A train load of shit. I'm sorry, excuse my language.
Oh wait, but the funniest part was the first poop train. You and I had a very funny exchange within this exchange about all the songs were. Oh, it was a Johnny Cash song. The poop train.
I hear that train coming. I don't even remember how it went.
We made up some good lyrics.
It in my head for the next pooping round the bend. Something like that.
It was good.
Yeah.
So anyway, we had the poop train. And then a few weeks, I did not write you guys for a few weeks. And then there was an update that the poop train was still there.
Still there.
And so I had to send you guys an update. And of course, there was more discussion about the poop train.
I'm surprised that we didn't take the crazy train route with this one.
Oh, you know what? There's still time. Oh man, just wait after this.
All right,
we've got some time tonight. Okay. I had you over early. We're doing good on time.
Okay. You're on this.
But then the poop train happens. But then Fox News, they win because there was a superintendent pooping in this track field, and they had this headline: the pooper intendant. And there's nothing funnier.
One of us in the, it was like, Fox gets the poop scoop.
Oh, yeah, I think it was Renee or Aaron. Anyway,
I don't know.
Point is, it was funny, and these headlines
you guys
are
were
funny.
Really funny.
I know. Well, so what's funny is about last year, Fox News was really on the like teachers having sex with students route. Like
that
everything
was, like,
their, about
like,
that.
Sort of de facto, like, yeah.
But this year it's really focused on like poop and such.
I think they're going in the right direction
with
their news judgment.
Because I really don't care about the teachers anymore. That was, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, I care because it's disgusting, but yeah.
As far as amusing headlines.
Right, like, please, let us.
I'm no longer amused.
We have so little joy left in this world.
Oh. Well, since you talked about joy being sucked out of the room, do you have something kind of major going on right now?
Yeah, I mean, okay, here's the thing. It's not major yet, right? So I kind of, I was almost hesitant to talk about it on the podcast.
But for people with anxiety, it's major.
Okay, yes. So, but it's like, and also hypochondriacs. I can tend to be a hypochondriac, right? Like, I am.
Same boat, sister.
I am like, oh my God, I'm not even kidding. This is not even a joke. Like,
no,
about,
we've had this discussion. We've had every type of cancer imaginable.
So like 15 years ago, I was in graduate school. You know, just writing and typing furiously all the time for both work and graduate school. But at one point, my arm started to hurt, and I'm literally like looking up online
arm cancer.
So I had arm cancer. Obviously, I was going to die.
Rachel, how did you make it through your arm cancer?
Well, the doctors managed to turn my arm cancer into carpal tunnel syndrome.
Oh, lucky
They're
you!
They're geniuses. Okay. But I swear to God, just the other day, actually, I was having like, I had a stomach ache for 3 or 4 days in a row. So I was Googling like the symptoms, and I'm like, well, obviously I have stomach cancer. And then I kind of go deeper down into the symptoms, and one of the symptoms, like the most prominent symptom, actually was like weight loss. And I'm like, well, so obviously
this stops here. I had hantavirus this winter until I found out it was a cold.
Oh yeah. So I had an MRI this last week because for once one of my symptoms turned out to be something that, you know, where the doctor's like, yeah, okay, maybe we should check that
out.
Well,
that's a turn of events.
Right. I'm always like, when something like that happens, I'm like, no, I'm just being a hypochondriac. You're not supposed to like buy into this. Like, what kind of doctor are you?
Whoa, slow down.
You're supposed to just send me on my way and not say, yeah, there might actually be something wrong with you.
Look, I'm bonkers.
Right.
Got
like, don't you know that I basically fund WebMD with like my endless Googling? But I've had this hearing loss, I have hearing loss in one of my ears, and I mean, I don't know about you, but I've been to a million rock shows in my life, right? And I have not been good in my 20s. Earplugs.
I'm still not.
I don't like them. I've gotten better about them, but I don't like them. So I started like noticing this hearing loss, and honestly, for like a year or so, I was like, oh, well, that's what you get, you know, however many shows. And then I realized, I was talking on the phone one day, and I realized I had hearing loss in one ear, not the other. And then I was talking to somebody who was like, yeah, that's actually, you know, that could be a sign of a brain tumor. Why are you giving me that face?
Oh, you weren't supposed to announce that face.
No.
Well, no, because I hear better out of one ear for sure. Like, discernibly so. Okay. But that's been that way for 10 years. I would know by now,
so
right?
Mine is like, okay, so get a hearing test. Okay. I'm going to be that person. PSA. If you have what they call unilateral hearing loss, if you think that it is notably different in one ear versus the other, get a hearing test because in that hearing test, they're going to determine the degree of hearing loss and decide whether or not they need to take it up a notch and do another test.
You just fed my hypochondriac the biggest meal ever.
So get a hearing test. Get okay. a hearing test. Because oh. I had the hearing loss in one ear. Mm-hmm. But I and tinnitus. I also have, do you have tinnitus?
Yeah.
Okay, so the tinnitus. And honestly, for like the last year and a half, I'm just like, yeah, too many rock shows, too many mm-hmm. rock shows. And so long story short, the hearing specialist was like, well, yes. She's like, usually music related, it's both ears. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, have you shot a lot of guns? And I'm like, I'm like, I've literally shot like a gun like twice in my life, and it was an antique rifle, so I don't think that
okay, that's weird, that's kind of fancy.
Yeah, I don't think that had anything to do with it. So it, you know, here's the thing, worst case scenario, it's like a benign tumor.
Well,
best case scenario, they don't know. It'll just be like, the doctor's like, well, you could have a virus. You could have had a virus. It could be genetic. There could be a noise related thing that you didn't register at the time. But so I had an MRI this last week. Long story short, like too late. Had an MRI. And the whole reason I didn't even want to
get into... Long story long.
I didn't even want to get into all the hypochondriac bullshit. But the MRI... Those of you out there who have had an MRI, why didn't you tell me how fucking weird they are?
Well, I've only had a CT scan.
But it has the tube, right? Yeah, why didn't you tell me? Yeah, well,
no, I had it, but mine was a ring around my head.
Oh, so this was like... They put you in the tube. I wasn't full body because it was just my head. Well, it was like... It was up to my chest or something like that. But I was laying there, and like they tell you to sit, like lay still. Mm-hmm. And like the woman who, her name is Candace. Hi, Candace.
Hi.
She kept, I'm a fidgeter. I fidget. I always itch.
That's all I do.
I fidget. And so she was just, the whole time. So she's like, she's got like a walkie talkie mic type of thing. And I'm in this tube, and she's out there, and she's talking to me. And all I hear is like she's an airline attendant. Like, you know, it's like,
no, the pilot.
Yeah. But the whole time, I think she's just telling me to keep still. Like, be still, be still, be still.
Oh.
But it's like, so when you're in there, if you've ever had an MRI, you're in this tube. They put this mask on your face that has a cutout for your eyes and nothing else. So I feel like Hannibal Lecter.
The CT scan does not have
okay.
that. At least so I remember.
So this mask cut out for the eyes, and I'm like, why did you even have a cut out for the eyes? Because once you put me in the tube, I just see like white. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing is just like noise. It's all, and it's like not just noise, but it's like EDM, like German disco noise. It's all do 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 da 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 do 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 da da da, and it's shaking and it's vibrating. And I'm laying there, and I all of a sudden I just start laughing. I was just like, this is a surreal thing that like I feel like I'm in a Hannibal Lecter airplane disco tube.
Wow.
And with Nurse Ratched telling me to like slow my roll and, you know, keep my shit together the whole time.
Wow. You know, what's funny is my CT scan was like, I know it was weird, but yeah. I don't remember the details of it. Because for me, it was, I think I was, it did not make an impact on me. Isn't that weird?
Hey, huh. get your hearing checked, and then maybe you can get an MRI.
Oh. Well, so what's funny is when you were saying that, I'm like, oh no. And talked about my face. I was like, oh, I hope she doesn't say anything.
Sorry.
Now everyone knows my true like level of hypochondria. Yeah. But our friend Dan, same thing.
Yeah.
Hearing loss, found out he had a brain tumor. And
so honestly, I wasn't going to say it, but I'll say it. Dan was the reason that I kept my hearing appointment. I haven't even told him this, so I don't know if Dan listens.
Listening.
I don't know if Dan listens
or not.
I'm
gonna make him.
So I had scheduled an appointment for my hearing test, and I had to cancel it because it was the week that Corey's dad died. That was the week that his dad died, and that he flew up to Oregon to see his dad. Was the day my test was scheduled for, and so I canceled it. And I honestly probably would have just been like, oh, I'm not even, you know, I'll worry about it later. That was the same week that Dan went public, like that I found out about Dan's brain tumor. And then I think a week or two after we came back to Sacramento from Oregon and we had dinner with Dan and Aaron, and Dan was telling me what his symptoms were. And I was like, I guess I'm going to have that hearing test that I was going to just blow off, you know? And so that's why I decided to keep it. And
well, I'm glad you did.
Yeah. So thanks, Dan.
So
we love Dan, by the way. And Dan just completed some treatment for his tumor.
Yeah, he had radiation therapy. Knife or something.
Yeah, it's like this crazy, like, I was watching the video. Dan has a, I wish I could remember the name of his, oh, it's like, is it braintumorfighter.com?
I think so.
So those of you who are interested in just learning more about benign brain tumors, our friend Dan has this great blog. I think it's braintumorfighter.com.
Probably. Sounds about right.
And it has... if it's wrong, I'll put it on Facebook, but he has like videos about his experience and his journey going through, you know, finding out about it, the treatment, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, well,
we love Dan.
Let's talk about a different health obsession.
Okay.
My Fitbit.
Fitbit.
Oh my God. So you've had a Fitbit for quite some time.
I've had a Fitbit for a long time.
I never wanted one.
I'm so fit.
Yes. I never wanted one until my cousin came on Bobby and I's anniversary. She came and babysat Rosalie, mm-hmm. and she was way under a Fitbit, like making sure she got her steps in.
Okay,
and,
yeah, yeah. You totally.
Yeah. Well, but then she started telling me that it tracked her sleep, and I was like, what? So that's what got me.
So my first Fitbit, I started out with a Fitbit maybe like five years. It was 5 years ago because I had one when we were in Europe, and it was just the old school, just track the steps.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, I upgraded to the one that tracks your sleep.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
It's crazy.
Obsessed with my sleep patterns.
It's weird.
Isn't it crazy?
Do you know that Bob... So my... I didn't think I had very good sleep, but, you know, it's actually better than I thought. Bobby, though, it's crazy. So he always, like, falls asleep right away, and I'd get so mad at him. I'm like, there's no possible way that you fell asleep that hard in 2 seconds.
And?
On his Fitbit, it goes from, like, awake... to deep sleep immediately. Like there's no in between. It's just right there. Zoom. So now I feel bad. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I have that. I think I have finally sold Corey on getting the Fitbit. I think we're both going to upgrade. I have the Fitbit Charge.
And I have the Charge 2, which I don't know what the differences are.
I think it's like, well, I think that's what I have actually, because it does the heart rate. So I think we're both going to upgrade to the Fitbit Watch.
Oh.
I was looking at the Apple Watch, but the Fitbit, I think, is actually better, has a better battery life, and it
the
tracks
app is
your
awesome.
And it tracks your sleep better than the Apple one does. So I think we're both going to get the Fitbit Watch, and I am really curious about his sleep.
Oh,
because he sleeps all the time.
Okay, so but do you ever? So my hypochondria it also extends to my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Convinced he has narcolepsy. He could fall asleep. He could fall asleep. Like right now, sitting here, if you let him, he would just fall asleep right in front of you.
Hmm.
Anyway.
I have a lot of hypochondria about my
husband.
You were
really thinking about that.
No, because I was thinking about something that I'll tell you later.
Oh.
But I was also thinking that, yes, I... Not only do I web MD myself to death, mm-hmm. I web MD my husband to death.
Oh, I've already diagnosed him with so many things.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, you're dying. And I'm like, is our life insurance policy like up to date? Like,
sometimes I diagnose people correctly, though. Mm-hmm. Just so you know. Other people, not him.
Okay. He's still alive, as far as I can tell. They went out to the store.
He seems to be okay.
Okay, okay.
What?
We've had a lot of talk about death.
I know. Well, let me tell you something funny. Okay. So Rosalie, she's obsessed with my Fitbit as well.
Is she really?
So there's this one night, though, where she was like being a little jerk before bed. And my Fitbit, I swear to God, doesn't turn on all day until it's like nighttime and it's dark. And it turns on like 50 times every time I move. So I'm trying to put her to bed and it keeps like flashing
on. The display. Yeah.
And she's being a little turd and she like keeps like she has these nights where she's just not nice. And so she's like pushing and kicking and just being a jerk. And I was like, Rosalie, you stop it right now. And she kept trying to grab for my Fitbit.
Uh-huh.
I was like, Rosalie, you leave me alone. And she goes, let me see that Fitbit. It was one of those times where I was like mad. And then I started laughing. I'm like, okay, we're done here. Like, that's too funny. Just let's get up. You're not going to bed.
evil possessed child.
It was like Gollum.
Oh, why?
Let me see that Fitbit.
You already have a kid's Fitbit.
Well, oh, okay, so here's the thing. So Bobby and I check it, and we do these check-ins, like, how many steps are you at?
Yeah.
And which, by the way, I get to his 25 steps. There's a 6-step difference. I take 6 more steps to his 25 steps. I have shorter legs.
Yeah, I don't know what the difference is with Corey and I, but, like, if we go for a walk together, we'll start our walk and, like, check our Fitbits, or, like, I'll check mm-hmm. mine. Because he does have one that he hasn't used for a while. He can't find it, but when we both had him, he'd be like, how do you have more steps than me? Yeah. I'm like, because I'm shorter than you.
Thank you.
I have to take more steps to keep up with you.
So the other day, we were in the room, and we'd just gotten back from our walk or whatever it was, and I said, I'm at this many steps, and he said, I'm at this many steps. Rosalie looks at her bare wrist and says, I have 53. It's so funny. But now that I know that they have a kids one, I want to get it for her because I am so curious. Like, that kid, she must do, there must be like 50,000 steps a day.
I
want to
get a Fitbit for my cats.
Oh God.
I want to tie a little
Fitbit.
It's going to
be like sleep all day.
I want to see their sleep patterns.
It's like going to be like Bobby.
Yeah. All deep sleep too, right? And I want to see, because my cats go crazy in the morning, and I want to see how many steps.
Oh, yeah. Their heart rate gets up to like 190.
Exactly. I mean, seriously, you guys get on that. Make a pet Fitbit.
The thing that makes me mad about the Fitbit is it doesn't track exercise properly.
Yeah,
I do these workouts, and it's like, yeah, you sat around.
Yeah.
Like, no, do you understand what I just did?
Yeah. It's a little, it can be a little spotty with that.
Well, anyway. All right. So, speaking of like fitness though, Bobby was acting kind of weird. Like Monday through, I was like Wednesday through Friday. And I just planned this barbecue for my department at work. Uh-huh. It was like 100.
Oh, that's right. You were telling me about that.
Over 130 people. Like I planned this major event. Yeah. I've been really stressed about it. But he was acting really weird, like Wednesday, Thursday. And I was like, what is his problem? But I've been like obsessed with this picnic, so I couldn't talk about it. I was like, maybe he's just annoyed with me. So I come home Friday. I'm like, oh, so glad that picnic's over. He's like, okay, well, now that that's over, I really need to tell you something. Okay. He's like, yeah, I've been keeping it from you all week, and I just need to come clean.
Wait, what's happening here?
He bought a Stranger Things Stingray bike.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which he's been wanting to buy a bike, which is fine. But when we're like on our bike rides with our family, so Rosalie's going to be on her Frozen bike. Yeah. I'll be on my Hello Kitty bike. And now he's going to be on his Stranger Things Mikey bike.
So you weren't mad, were you?
Well, that was the funny thing is, no, I wasn't mad. I'm like, you probably could have just told me this, you know, the other day. He's like, well, I didn't know, and you were stressed with everything. I didn't want to do it, and I didn't mean to buy it.
I didn't mean to buy it.
Well, it was like one of those, like, impulse buys, and he felt he regretted it.
I'm going to start using that on, like, a new pair of shoes. I didn't mean to buy it.
Oh, I do that one all the time.
No, I always, mine is, like... Are those new shoes? No, I've had them for a while.
Oh,
and
I do
by
that all
a
the
while,
time.
You mean 2 days.
It comes in the mail. I'm like, oh, I ordered this months ago. But that really did happen the other day. And I had forgotten. It had been so long because I order off of Wish.
Yeah.
And it comes from China. So it can take like months to get to you. There is this dress I totally forgot about. And it came in the mail. I was like, oh, I forgot about this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho.
So I bought this bike.
All right.
Is it time for Boring Corner?
I think it is time for Boring Corner.
You want to kick this off? Go for it.
No, you wanted to tell me about your cactus.
Well, I have this cactus. I've posted about it many times. It just keeps growing.
Oh, is this the cactus?
Yeah.
I need that cactus.
Oh, I need to take an update.
You guys, they have like this awesome cactus.
Well, so I've taken pictures. It just keeps growing and growing. And in the past week, it just sprouted like 20 little parts to it.
Like more cactus parts or flowers? Because we have a little tiny cactus in our backyard that just bloomed one perfect little orange flower. And it's
beautiful.
So cute.
No, these are parts. Sprouts parts.
Wow.
Like little
So, in
things.
Other words, the cactus is going to take over your house.
Yeah. Well, and so I used
and the
to
spiders.
Post updates on it on Facebook. Like, you know, I'd always post the first picture with the updated one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to do it again, but it's not even recognizable now. Huh. And we planted tomatoes, too. We have some coming up.
Okay,
sorry.
Hold on. We went from cactus to tomatoes.
I get so excited about Boring Corner, I don't know what to do.
Okay. She's like, and then. So I will say this. I have the worst black thumb. Like, you send me home with the foolproof, drought-proof, like, or drought-resist, you know, ready, like... Nobody can kill this plant.
Dead by tomorrow.
I can kill that plant. I will kill your plant for you.
Oh, good. I'll let you know when I need your services.
Yeah. I am like, I always like, you know, I'm a lady of a certain age. I should garden. I should totally be gardening.
And you have summers off.
And I have summers off. I should be gardening. Do not let me near your garden.
Let's talk about your summers off.
So
then.
My summer started 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, what do you mean not gardening?
I am not going to. I'm going to go out and water the plants. That's my job to water the plants.
It's been months.
And I'll probably overwater them. So I'm off work until the end of August and I have the summer off. And I know that everybody is always like, I had this conversation with somebody last night. Oh my God, you're so lucky. Oh my God, that's so great. And it is great. Don't get me wrong. It's amazing. I love it because I had like the craziest, most stressful semester ever, like this last semester. The thing is, like, during the school year, I can't just take time off. I can't be like, hey, I'm gonna take like a week to go do this or whatever, mm-hmm. because I'm teaching. It's like you literally get something like two paid days off during this semester, mm-hmm. that you can take if you're sick or you have like emergency leave, but I can't just be like, hey, I'm gonna take like a 5-day weekend. And
yeah,
so that's where it's like the summer is like all my time off all at once. That said, I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great. I'm just doing stuff.
Do you get... Okay, so when I was home with Rosalie, there was this period where I got kind of weird.
Okay, you know what? It is weird. Here's the thing. I'm only on week 2.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm technically on week... I'm starting my 3rd week off. So we went to Texas as soon as my semester ended. And the week that we got back, like... We got back like the day before Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. And so then there was Memorial Day. It's a holiday. And then somewhere in that week after Memorial Day, I was doing something and I was like, oh, it's Thursday. And I'm like, no, it's Wednesday. And I'm like, I don't know what day it is. I don't know what day it is because I don't have a routine. And I'm having to work really hard to just be like, I have here's what I'm going to do every day so that I don't just. Like
I got weird a different way.
Okay, what was your
I turned into like a libertarian for a few months. It was weird.
You're spending too much time on the internet, right?
It was. It's true. But it was like weird. And I remember having this conversation with you at one point.
I remember this conversation.
And we kind of got in an argument in my sister's house, right? Yeah. In her kitchen. Yeah. And it was really weird. And looking back now, I don't recognize that person. Yeah. I just was home alone too much.
Yeah. So I only have 3 months. That's not. I don't think it's enough time to turn into a libertarian.
This is 2 years, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I think 3 months, I'll still be inoculated against.
By the end of 2 years, I was like kind of bonkers.
Yeah, I do actually remember some conversations that we had about that.
But it was fun. It was just this like one little period in time.
You were spending a lot of time on message boards, probably.
Well, because I went to mommy message boards, which those are a whole different thing. Like if you ever want to feel terrible about yourself, go.
Oh, okay.
There.
Good to know.
But yeah, it was just a little too much time at home alone, not being able to talk about those things with other people, just reading these things. And and you know, I'm susceptible, like once I start, because I even read these Fox News comments, like I can just read them, but I have other people to talk to now where it's not like this.
You have, yes, the real world.
Yeah, but that was just a weird little time.
Yeah, I'm not happy. Yeah, I think that 3 months I'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, you're
but
good.
If I start saying crazy things, please call me out.
Well,
I'm
gonna have to be like, remember.
Yes. Please call me out.
Well, gosh. So now we'll have to have some talk some other time about what you remember of those times. I didn't realize there was, because to me, I was like, well, maybe I just remember that. But apparently not.
Nah, we'll talk about it later. Yeah.
Okay. Gosh. Well, speaking of crazy conspiracy theories.
Okay.
We're like way into our like Alexa right now.
You guys have an Alexa, yeah.
Oh my God. When Rosalie talks to it, it's great.
Yeah.
But did you hear that recently that it recorded a conversation?
Yes.
Oh
yes.
God, that's no, like my
not
worst
only
nightmare.
Did it record a conversation, but it like sent the conversation to somebody through an email.
That's my worst nightmare. Sorry.
I mean,
I'm just going to be honest right now. I talk a lot of shit in my house.
I wasn't going to say it, but you just said it. You're a shit talker.
I'm a shit talker.
And I want to, like.
Wait, excuse me? Rachel, has it been 2 weeks too long where you don't remember that you are too?
No. I was literally just going to say, I too am a shit talker.
Okay.
You are my people.
Okay. For a second.
I am not like. Throwing you under the shit talking bus.
It sounded.
I too am a shit talker.
As if you had isolated me in the shit talking room.
No. Okay. I am in that room with you.
Okay.
If you can't say something nice, come sit next to me.
Thank you. Well, then I'm like, oh my God, the things Bobby and I say when we're alone.
Right?
If somebody heard, like, even not even about like about people we know, just anything.
Right.
We say some crazy shit.
Yeah. And then, like, Alexa decides to download that conversation and, like,
I would die.
Oh, my God.
I would die.
Yeah, literally.
Even the dumb conversations. Even there are times where I, like, say something, I'm like, that was so stupid, and Bobby makes fun of me. If somebody even heard that,
I mean,
I'd be
some
like,
of
oh
the late
God.
Night conversations Corey and I have this, like, habit of, like, we're busy all night, we're doing our own thing, and then, like, 10 or 11 o'clock at night, we finally sit down, he pours me a cocktail, and then we just start, like, venting about our day, talking about various Twitter beefs that people are having, and I'm like, do I want the world to like know like our late night inane conversations?
Well, and then sometimes I get on these things where like I'll talk about things like I'll talk about white privilege and all my thoughts on that, and then all these things, I actually, what would kill me is if it caught conversations I had with other people and sent them to other people.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Well, on that note.
Scary. Anyway, is that all we've got?
I think that's
all a lot.
That was a lot. This is like our special, like, not, I'm not going to say it was a double episode.
It was a purge.
Yeah.
I'm not apologizing
because we've been gone for so long.
I'm not sorry. Well, okay, wait a minute. I'm about to apologize, though, because I feel bad that we just admitted to people that we're shit talkers. And the reason why I feel bad is not because we admitted it, but because we are.
Here's the thing. I think people know that we're shit talkers.
I know.
I try to be a nice person.
But we're just not.
No, I mean, and I mean, I'm nice.
Sometimes. I do my best.
You're like, yeah.
But you know what? Sometimes people are really
Sometimes
annoying.
People need the shit talked out of them.
God.
I'm sorry.
I wish.
I'm shit talking about you for a reason.
Maybe Alexa is going to take care of this for us and tell them.
And
what
we won't
think,
have any friends left.
And then it's done. Then it'll just be us until we hear us talking about each other. And then it's all over.
Aww. What shit are you talking about me?
Oh my God. Well, when were they supposed to come over? Well, probably. But we talked that shit to you.
We're always late, by the way.
It's really funny.
I'm sorry.
It's really funny.
And for the record,
mm-hmm.
It is 99.9% of the time my husband's fault that we are late.
Oh my God.
I'm going to shit talk about him right now.
Which is funny because I've never actually asked you why. So I'm going to be curious to hear. I want to talk to Corey to find out if that's
please.
Why. Or are we just talking shit right now?
No, please ask him why okay. We are always late.
Okay. But anyway, if Alexa ever sends you something where it's like, what time is it? 3? Well, when did they say they were coming? 2:30?
Wait, we were supposed to be here at 3 today, right?
I just was using it as an example.
Okay, so listeners, we were supposed to be here at 3. We got here, I think, at 3:15.
It was
and
fine.
I actually thought, I was like, we were driving up. I sent you a text. I don't know if you got the text.
I did.
But I was like, yep, we're late again. We're late again.
So if Alexa ever sends you anything from us, it's going to be like that.
Okay.
Fair enough. So just be ready for it.
Fair
enough. But other people, I can't tell you what you're going to get.
Okay.
It could be something bad.
Hopefully that's the worst of the shit that you talk about me.
Oh, about you, yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm more concerned about other things.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I say a lot of stuff.
Hey, that's why you're my friend.
Okay, good.
I love you. All right. Well, on that note, I think that's it. So
I think that's it.
That is it. Good Girls Don't was engineered by Bobby Jordan and Paloma Jordan and this bank of computers that I don't quite understand.
And this like swivel turn I had to do to say things.
It feels very like This American Life right now.
It does. Actually, we didn't talk about our window being open. People have probably heard pigeons.
If you hear
and stuff.
Ambient noise, that was because the window is open. So
it's summertime.
It's summertime.
Have you seen 3 Beat Slide?
No.
Oh my God. People at home, listen to that. We're going to watch it.
Okay.
You're going to die.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, Good Girls Don't was produced by Paloma Jordan and Rachel LeBrock.
That's
I
us.
I think, right? That's us.
Yeah.
That's me and you.
We still don't really know what our roles are, but we're pretty
we're
sure.
We're doing it. Babysitting Services, as usual, by Bobby Jordan and Corey Vick.
Oh, and, the-
and your new CRV.
Oh, yeah. And the beer store.
And
Corey
the beer
kept
store.
Talking about the beer store, which I'm pretty sure is Bel Air.
Nugget. It was Nugget.
Oh, okay. But
no,
the beer store.
On the way over here, he's like, we're going to go to the beer store. And I'm like, looking at him, I'm like,
beer store.
I'm like, the beer store. Okay.
Well, he kept saying that. And I was like,
my husband likes his beer.
I'd like to go to the beer store sometime.
Catering provided by Paloma Jordan.
Oh,
and
shit. We
got to
get down there. Yep.
Okay. Well, okay. On that note, we're done. Bye, everybody.
Bye.